在以弗所书第五章。
Please turn to your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 5.
第二十二节念起。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 22.
以弗所书第五章二十二节，你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主，因为丈夫是妻子的头，正如基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Be subject to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, be subject to your husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. As the church is subject to Christ, so let wives also be subject in everything to their husbands.
再练第二十八节。
Please also read verse 28.
练到第三十三节。
All the way to 33.
丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子，爱妻子便是爱自己了。从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养顾惜，正像基督待教会一样，因我们是他身上的肢体。为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。然而你们个人都当爱妻子，正如爱自己一样，妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。
Even so, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hates his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is a profound one, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband.
我们今天早上讲到一个好的教会有家的味道。
This morning we talked about a good church has the atmosphere of a home.
因为当初神设立家就是要象征勇士里面的教会与基督的关系。
Because God set up the family to illustrate the eternal church and the relationship to Christ.
家的味道，我们今天讲到有四个不同的味道。
There's four kinds of atmospheres in a family.
就是合一。
That one is united.
在基督里我们都合而为一。
In Christ we are all united.
这个教会合一的根基在生命里已经是成全了。
This foundation of our unity is already completed in the life.
所以我们并不是要去好像得着合一，乃是要保守那个合一。
Therefore we're not striving to get unity, but we're striving to keep the unity.
所有的不合一都是我们人为所造出来的。
All the discord is created by human.
在以弗所书那里告诉我们，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
In Ephesians, it tells us to strive to keep the united heart that is in the Spirit.
你看见好多基督徒不认识碰在一起就很自然的合一的。
We also see a lot of Christians who don't know each other, but once they meet, they are united.
是不是你在外头学校里头饭堂吃饭，一看见一个基督徒祷告，你马上跟他合一了？
Don't you feel united with that brother or sister who prays during your lunchtime in the cafeteria?
你根本连他姓什么哪里来都不知道，这真是觉得很亲切了。
You may not even know what his name is, where he's from, but you feel very close to him.
但是跟他认识以后慢慢会不合一了。
But after you get to know them for a while, you get disunited.
那些不合一都是后来我们自己所给来的麻烦。
All this discord is created by ourselves.
那我们因此就发现神给我们做的工作是多么的实在，但是我们常常把它破坏了。
So we find out that how practical is God's work for us, but we a lot of times mess it up.
我们在教会里面应该是有自由的。
We should have the freedom in the church.
弟兄姊妹在教会里面不应该有所惧怕。
Brothers and sisters should not have any hang-ups in the church.
你有痛苦，你有悲哀，应该要求弟兄姊妹为你祷告。
If you have any pain or sorrow, you should ask your brothers and sisters to pray for you.
你有什么样子的甚至于缺点，你都可以 要暴露在弟兄姊妹面前。
You should even expose all your shortcomings in front of them.
可是今天好多时候来教会并没有这样的一种一种气氛。
But a lot of times the church lacks in this atmosphere.
我们常常反而在教会里面受到好多心理上的威胁。
But we actually receive a lot of pressure in the church.
那这些都是不应该有的现象。
These all are things that shouldn't be there.
在教会里面我们应该受到护庇。
In the church, we should be protected.
你看使徒时代的信徒一有了痛苦、困难、危险的时候，都是跑到教会里去。
You see, whenever the brothers and sisters of the first church, when they have problems, they would go to the church.
那我们今天是不是能够让一些漂流无定、心里不安的弟兄姊妹从教会里面得着帮助呢？
Today, do those brothers who are troubled in heart find rest in the church?
一个新来的弟兄姊妹来到教会里面，是不是有热情的接待和问安呢？
Is a newcomer to the church welcomed?
我们都知道这是好多人来了教会以后第二次不来的原因。
We know a lot of times these are why they don't come the second time.
他一跑得来看见那么沉重的空气。
They come here and find such a heavy atmosphere.
他原来心里很沉重了，跑起来更重了。
He's already troubled and now he comes, it's added to his trouble.
那么他又看见各个人那个脸上是那么冷。
And he sees the cold faces.
难怪的就觉得空气那么冷。
No wonder he feels the atmosphere so cold.
因为呢你冰箱太多。
Because there's too many ice boxes in
the church. 所以这个整个的空气的凝结起来。
It became, it freezes the whole atmosphere.
所以第二次当然赶快跑掉。
Because the second time, we'll just get out.
所以我们不要以为我们到礼拜堂在聚会的地方做礼拜，我们的表现是一件小事。
So don't look down on how you act in the church.
你看这个使徒时代的教会，他们不讲道都有人悔改信主。
In the first church in the Acts, they don't even preach, and sometimes there's people who believe.
使徒行传第二章那里讲到弟兄姊妹在那里怎么样彼此相爱的时候，主把得救的人天天加给他们。
It described how when they loved each other, the Lord added to their number day by day.
因为实际上我们知道整个世界都是一个在恐慌、痛苦的一个生活状态之下。
Because the whole world is in a state of pain and anxiety.
差不多世界上的人都找不到安息之所。
Nobody can really find any place of rest.
就好像在那洪水泛滥的时候，整个大地的情形是一样。
Similar to the situation when the floods came.
挪亚把那个鸽子放出去了。
When Noah let the dove out,
那飞来飞去都没有落足之地。
And the dove couldn't find a piece of land to land.
那是还有一个地方，方舟可以回来。
So there was the only place that was the ark that they could go back to.
教会就是这个时代洪水泛滥的时候的方舟。
The church should be the ark of this time.
我们但愿很多找不到安息之所的人能够羡慕这个安息之地。
So that those who could not find a place of rest can look at us and envy this place of rest.
因此我们需要把那个家的味道放到带到教会里面。
So we must bring a family atmosphere to the church.
但是这一个的过程是由我们肉身的家开始的。
But this process must be started from our family.
所以我们感谢神给我们三个家。
So we thank the Lord for giving us three families.
肉身的家，
our physical family.
灵性的家，
the spiritual family.
永远的家，
and the eternal family.
我们可以说小家、中家、大家。
And look at it as large, medium, and small.
那这是三个学习的阶段。
So these are three sequences in our learning.
神要我们要一步一步脚踏实地的往前学习。
God wants us to step on our firm ground and to advance forward.
那你看看我们被生在一个家庭里，
when we're born in a family,
都是由于父母的爱结合把我们生下来。
Because of the love of our parents that they became one that we were born.
所以一个小孩子来到家庭之中，实在是非常的幸福。
So it is very, it's a blessing for a little kid to be born.
他所得着的东西样样都是免费的。
All he gets are free.
这是白白的恩典。
It's a blessing for free.
所以小把戏到地上来都是小霸王。
So these little devils, they come to earth, they all they get everything they want.
啊，你要是不顺心呢，他还要向你发脾气。
So if you don't give them what they want, they throw a temper.
发脾气的结果是你让步，不是他让步。
And the end result is always you give way.
所以小弟弟、小妹妹小的时候常常。很欢喜快乐。
So these little kids are always very happy.
这一个小孩子说，哥哥爱我，妈妈爱我，爸爸爱我。
Say mother, brother, my father also loves me.
人家问他，那么你爱谁啊？
And then they say, who do you love?
他把肩膀耸一耸。
And he shrugs his shoulder.
他就觉得他不需要爱别人。
And he says, I don't need to love anybody.
的确，这样是个小孩子，我们不觉得他不可爱，还是很可爱哈。
And even a kid like that, we feel it's very lovable.
可是长大了就不行了。
But once he grows up, then it's a different story.
到了像你们这样年纪就不行了。
And if they grow up to like your age, then they can't do that anymore.
你跟别人谈恋爱，你试试看，你这样谈不谈得成？
If you're dating somebody, then you can't have this attitude.
他说愿意跟你谈恋爱。
Is people say they want to date with you.
怎么个谈法呢？
How are we going to do it?
只能你爱我，不能我爱你。
Only you love me, I can't love you.
怎么样子都谈不成功的。
Then that's a total failure.
在那个时间，那个小孩子的爱就用不上了。
At that time, then you can't use this kid love.
必须要半斤八两才谈得成功。
You must have a 50-50 burden.
所以他说你爱我吗？
A lot of times you ask, do you love me?
他也问你爱我吗？
And then he'll ask, do you love me?
两个人都是 yes 了，就谈成了。
And then if both says yes, then it's
对，这有进有出的爱了。
So it's a love that comes
开始平衡起来。
It's equal.
到了后来呢，生小 baby 了。
And then later on they have a baby.
倒转过来了。
And it becomes the totally opposite.
对，只给不拿了。
So it's only, they can only give, they can't get any back.
哎呀，我们这些做父母的有时候说前辈子欠了债了，所以。
Sometimes we say, prior is owed by our older generation.
对，现在开始要还债。
So now we have to start paying it back.
你看是不是神安排家庭就是要我们在爱上长进。
You see, God sets up the family for us to learn and in this love.
那么在这个过程的里头，我们学不好的话
，and if we don't learn well in this process,
我们怎么能说在教会你会爱别的人
？How can we then even love other people in the church?
因为你最杰出的人，与你关系最深刻的人，你都不能爱。
Because you can't even love the one who is most intimate to you.
你能爱一些从前没有杰出的？也没有关系的人吗？
How can you then love those who have nothing to do with you?
那这样子的爱我们知道是很表面很虚假的。
This kind of love we know it's very superficial.
为什么神说人若不善于管理自己的家，他就不能够管神的教会。
That's why in the Bible it says if you can't even take care of your home, you can't take care of the church.
你这个教会管理不好，你就不能够在天堂里头与神的儿子一同管理万有。
And if you can't take care of the church, you cannot take care of the things in heaven.
那么我们看见在家里面除了要学习爱的成长以外，
And we see that apart from having to learn growing love in our family,
我们也看见生命的成熟。
We also see a maturity in our lives.
小孩子的时候，刚刚我们讲，完全是一个自私自利的观点。
We just mentioned the little kid, his whole attitude is that of selfishness.
他只顾自己，他不顾别人的。
All he thinks about is himself.
他越小越是这样。
As long as he's a little kid, he's like that.
所以这个刚刚做妈妈的人给这个小 baby 真的搞得好惨。
So sometimes the new mothers are very in an anxiety state.
那他，你希望他白天不要睡觉，晚上睡觉，妈妈好睡一睡。
You wish that the baby will sleep at night so that you can get some sleep too.
偏偏跟你造反。
He just does the opposite.
偏偏白天睡觉，晚上跟你吵。
He sleeps in the daytime and then nighttime he cries.
说求求你了，我累死了。
He says, please, I'm so tired.
他根本不管你，他照要吵就吵，要喊就喊。
He doesn't even care.
他管你什么呢？
He doesn't care.
但是你看，慢慢大了以后，他应该要体贴父母。
And then gradually, when they grow up, they have to start knowing their parents.
最后呢，他的生命成熟，他觉得有责任了。
And then when he grows to maturity, he has the responsibility.
并且他自己要产生一个生命出来。
And then he himself will have to give birth to a life.
那么我们也看见一个人在家庭的里面也有学习这个管理的功课。
We see a person in the family also have to learn how to take care of
things. 所以你看父母就是在婴儿小的时候样样都替他管理。
So parents do everything for the kid.
可以说是一直跟着小孩子后头在收拾就是了。
It's as if he's cleaning up behind the lotion.
你刚刚收拾干净，他又丢了。
You just clean up everything, he messes it up again.
所以累得个要死。
So it's very tiring.
那么到了慢慢呢，他开始自己会管理自己的一点东西了。
Then gradually he can take care of some things by himself.
特别女孩子学得更快一点。
Girls learn a little faster.
啊，但是管的东西很有限。
But it's limited in the things that they can take care of.
而且管理他那化妆台那一套东西。
Girl takes care of the makeup things on the makeup table.
哇，那些东西管得井井有条。
They put these things in good order.
那别的东西呢，他也不管。
And other things he just ignores.
可是到了做到爸爸妈妈就要管了。
But when they become mother and father, they have to take care of it.
那时候他不但管自己事，要管儿女的事，管整个家庭生活的大计。
They have to take care of the whole family, not just themselves or just the children.
所以这个家庭是什么呢？
So what is the family?
不但是爱成长的学校。
Not only is it a school for your life.
不但是生命成长的过程。
Not only is it a process in your life.
也是一个管理的一个训练班。
It's also a training class for management.
那这一方面管理好，当然在外面就能管理好，就开始可以学习。
If you can take care of this in your home, then you can start learning how to take care of things
outside. 实在感谢神，神训练我们有他自己一套的办法。
We thank God that He has His own way of training us.
那么我们怎么能够在这些事情上学习得好呢？
How can we learn well on these things?
那今天我们练到这个以弗所书。那里就讲到这个家庭里面的一些问题。
And today we read Ephesians and talks about some problems in the family.
这是每一个人要追求在灵性上、世界的生活上能够合乎主的心意所必须要注意的。
This is anybody who wants to learn spiritually and also in reality of life must learn.
可以说没有一个地方在这世界对于我们的影响比家庭更大。
There's nothing in this world that has a bigger influence than the family.
但是在这个地方我要附带的讲一讲。
But here I must mention something.
这个婚姻的问题虽然是对于我们的影响很大。
This the thing about marriage may have a big influence on us.
可是不一定每一个基督徒都一定要经过的。
But that doesn't mean that every Christian must go through that.
为什么我们今天早上讲过这个不过是一个过渡性的安排？
Why do we say this morning that this is just a transitional arrangement?
那有一些人不是很多，神可能要他跳过这一个阶段。
There are some people, maybe not many, but who have to skip this process.
那么这个是神给人的一个，特别是儿女的一个特别的恩典。
This is a special blessing that God gives His children.
有些弟兄，有些姊妹，他可能一生不会进入家庭这样的经历。
There may be some brothers or sisters who will never have the experience of marriage.
我们可以从神的那里面得着那超然的恩典。
We can receive from God that supernatural blessing.
我相信所蒙的恩不一定比一个人进入家庭更小。
I don't believe that person will receive fewer blessings than those who are married.
那我们常常发现有些弟兄姊妹因为还没有结婚，不了解这一点，受到很大的压力。
We notice that a lot of brothers and sisters who are not married have this pressure.
中国人对于这件事情常常很紧张。
Chinese are normally very nervous about these things.
我们常听见说男大当婚，女大当嫁。
We hear a lot that when a guy grows up, he should marry, and when a girl, same way for the girl.
好像这个当字很可怕。
Like the word should is a very fearsome word.
你当了，怎么还不当呢？
You should. Why shouldn't you?
那这个实在好像让我们觉得我不大正常吧。
That makes the other person feel maybe I'm abnormal.
那么也有一种以为怎么看见一个一个都结婚了，我还没有结婚呢。
There is some other who sees all these other people get married. How come I'm still single?
所以不知不觉的，哎呀，我到底有什么毛病啊？他捡来捡去都没有捡到我呢。
And they start asking themselves, what's wrong with me?
好像觉得自己是剩下来没有人要的事情。
They feel that they're leftovers, nobody wants them.
好多不明白的人也有这样奇怪的眼光，好像来看这种人。
People who don't understand this look at these people with funny looks.
这是非常 不正确也是残酷的。
This is an incorrect and cruel.
我们圣经里讲得很清楚。
It's clearly listed in the Bible.
特别是在哥林多前书第七章那里讲。
Especially in 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
结婚是好，不结婚是更好。
To be married is good, but to stay single is even better.
那么，但是在这一点上，并不是每一个人都有的恩赐。
But staying single is not a gift that everybody has.
不过，一天神没有给你预备对象，神一天会给你独生的恩赐。
But he will give you additional, he'll give you the blessing of singleness the day.That you don't find a mate yet.
你现在没有结婚，并不是说你将来一定不结婚。
You may not be married now. That doesn't mean that you will never be married.
所以要宝贝你目前还能够自由的这个阶段。
So you must treasure this time in life when you're still free.
怎么样子在那里充实自己
？How to substantiate yourself?
让我们的生活能够在这一段里面。过得更有意义、
so、that
更有价值
our lives in this stage can be more meaningful
要在主的面前想这一段时间神给我自由是不是要更多的使用我
is to think that since this time he gives me more freedom does that mean he wants to use me a little bit more
如果你能这样想你就不会把很多的时间浪费在空想里在悲观之中
if you can think like that then you will not waste your time in bad thinking
应该在等候中讨主的喜悦 做一个进取的人
You should be waiting and try to please God
要把你的爱再扩广到那些周围没有人爱的人身上
To broaden your love to those who does not receive any love
为什么一定要把你的爱献在一个人的身上呢
Why should you always present your love to just one person
为什么不让你周围很多需要爱的人在这个时候就蕴藏你的爱呢
Why shouldn't you let the other people to feel your love
当然在这个生活的过程里我们有许一些的不方便
Of course in this process we may have some inconvenience
也可能影响到一个人的心理或者性格
can also influence a person's characteristic and
thinking. 所以在这个时间教会能够有一些照顾并且这一些的弟兄或者这些姊妹能够找几个人同居在一起那实在能够给我们有很多的好处
It is good if the church can provide some kind of help
能够使我们能够有一个互相帮助互相对付性格的一些人在我们旁边
so that it can give us people who can take care of us and to deal with us
那使得我们不是因为一个人住久了有点古怪的性格出现
so that there won't be too many people living by themselves for too long and start developing funny habits
在这个时间不要神经紧张
so at that time at this time don't be nervous
这常常存着一个打猎的这个心情
to think that you're hunting all the time.
Yeah, 那样子一定打不到猎的。
Then you never get your prey.
在那个时间也不要太多的幻想。
And don't be in fantasies.
在主的面前，只要把他的爱流露出来。
To reveal the Lord's love at that time.
顺其自然的生活。
Let life go by itself.
我们一定会发现神的祝福。在这样的人身上
then we'll find the Lord's blessing on such persons
我们要讲到这个家庭里面这个丈夫和妻子的问题
and in the family we talk about problems between husbands and wives
这是每一个弟兄姊妹必须要记得的
this is something that all of us must remember
你知道婚姻是神设立的
you know that the marriage is set up by God
当然神有他的蓝图
but God has his blueprint
你要把婚姻这个房子盖得好
If you want to build this married house
当然你要按照神的蓝图去盖
You must build it according to God's blueprint
你离开这个蓝图一定盖得七上八下歪歪倒倒
Once you depart from that blueprint you start building the house poorly
那神的蓝图是什么呢
What is his blueprint then?
做丈夫的他是个头
The husband is the head
谈到这里姊妹很不舒服
Once we get to this point, the sisters get uneasy.
那不要忘记下面说丈夫还是个爱人。
But don't forget, when later on it mentions the husband as the lover.
这两点是 不可分隔的。
Those two things cannot be separated.
做弟兄的人，你不要光是洋洋得意做头。
So you husband should not always think that you're the head.
你还要注意，必须有爱人的身份。
But you must also remember that you're also a lover.
那为什么姊妹说我不可以做头呢？
Then the sister says, why can't I be the head?
因为神就没有要你做头。
God doesn't want you to be the head.
并且你也自己看看，自己做头，自己也吃不消。
You also know that you can't take it if you're the head.
啊，你晓得头是什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of the head?
头就是带头的。
The head means the leader.
所以你看见神造男人呢，就是这样带头的样子。
So God created the male. He looks like the leader.
你看这个男孩子女孩子生下来都是一样重的，差不多。
When male and female babies are born, they're about the same weight.
但是长到十七八岁啊，开始出现不同了。
But when they get to the age about 17, 18, start differing.
这个男孩子好像吃了什么药，猝一下冲上去了， yeah, 好高好大的。
The male seems like he's taken some kind of medicine and just shoots up.
啊、但是这个女孩子、啊、就是长这个比男孩子要小一点，小一号或者少两号。
And the girl just stops at certain age.、
啊、为什么神给这个男人大一号的块头呢？
Now, why God created males bigger stature?
因为打起架来那个重量重一点。
So when there's a fight, they can be heavier.
所以他的力气大了，所以他带头嘛。
So since he's leading, he has to be the person with more strength.
看这个体格上是不是神都这样设计的？
So even physically, he designed it that way.
你看什么事情，男人主动，这是正常的。
And everything, if the male takes the initiative, that's normal.
多半讲的谈恋爱都是男人主动，对吧？
Mostly like when you're dating.
怕是一个女孩子到处追啊，一定都喝跑了。
If the girl starts chasing after guys, then there's something wrong.
你看，这是这男孩子在那带头。
You see that the male taking the initiative.
这个女孩子，其实啊，说你不要做头啊，还是喜欢的做头。
The girl says, don't take the initiative, but they still want to take it.
所以常常你看，你问她找什么对象啊？
So you see, what kind of mate do they want to find?
女孩子多半说高一点的。
Girls would like to say someone taller than I am.
为什么要找一个高一点的？
Why should you find someone taller than you?
那男孩子总没有说找个女孩子比我高一点的、啊。
Guys don't say I want to find a girl taller than I am.
这是很自然的嘛。
This is natural.
那么再有，你看遇到困难的时候
，and when there's difficulty,
如果一个弟兄说我怕太太你去吧。
The brother says I'm scared. Wife, why don't you go?
我想这个女孩子气得个要死啊。
I think the girl will be very angry.
我真是不应该嫁给她。
I should have never married her.
那这个为什么这是头吗？
Why? Because he's the head.
所以我们不要以为啊，这个男人做头啊，就是好像圣经里把女人当作二等公民。
So don't think that because Bible mentioned the husband as the head, they treat the women as second class.
那这是神啊安排这样的次序。
It's God.Arrange this kind of sequence.
那么在一个家庭是一个一体嘛。
And family is actually one body.
那么一体的话，你跑出两个头来，这怎么叫一体呢？
If you're one body, you can't have two heads.
所以当然只有一个头在那地方。
Of course, there's only one head.
那么当然，所以做头啊，并不是光是讲讲名义上带头这么个意思。
So to be the head is not just to be the head in name.
是指着在各样的事上做模范的意思。
It means that in everything you do, you must be the model.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看看你像不像个头的样子。
So brothers and sisters, think, do you act like a head?
你祷告像个头吗？
Do you pray like you're a head?
好多时候属灵的事像姊妹做头，弟兄做尾。
A lot of times, in the spiritual matters, the sisters are the head.
这是不正常的。
This is abnormal.
所以难怪得现在教会里面姊妹越来越多，弟兄越来越少。
No wonder in the church there's more females than males.
因为弟兄不肯做头。
Because brothers don't want to take the initiative.
这是我们弟兄的羞辱。
This is our shame.
这是亏欠神荣耀的地方。
This is falling short of the Lord's glory.
读经、祷告、爱主的事上，弟兄要赶快起来做头。
In things that love God and glorify Him, brothers, please come up.
我们也必须要在儿女面前，整个家庭里面树立一个各方面的模范。
We must also set up a model in every aspect in our family.
这个领导的中心不好，这个家庭就一塌糊涂的。
If the leader is not good, then the family just topples.
那么弟兄们为了要达到这个任务
，brothers, in order to achieve this mission.
我们必须要不断的殷勤上进
We must earnestly learn to grow
才能把这一个担子负担得起来
Only then can we take up this burden
所以在一个家庭里面弟兄的责任实在很重的
Therefore in the family actually the brother has a very heavy responsibility
他不能偷懒
He cannot be lazy
因为全家人的担子都在他的身上
Because the burden of the whole family is on him
有人说为什么女孩子看见丈夫是看见这个丈夫啊回到家里面来不做事光是看报他就要跟他捣乱
Or, They want to mess them up if they come home and just want to read the newspapers
因为说是他天生里头有一种恐惧感
That's because inherently they have this phobia
她怕她的丈夫啊饱食终日无所事事
They're afraid that their husbands may just eat and sleep and do nothing
所以呢就给她找麻烦
So they try to get something for them to do
让她殷勤起来
So that he can be more diligent
那丈夫要失去了这样子一种的品质
If the husbands lose this kind of quality
当然这个姊妹就不大会服她
Of course, then the sister will not want to submit too much.
我常常发现旧约时代那一对的婚姻是我们很多人的见解。
Yet we find in the Old Testament a lot of marriages are our models.
就是以撒跟利伯家。
That's Isaac and Rebecca.
你去把圣经看他们刚结婚的时候那种情景。
Read the Bible when they first got married.
跟他们结婚以后多年的那个情景比较一下。
And compare that to their marriage after a lot of years.
哎呀，你就说，难道他们的婚姻是个错误吗？
Then you say, can they have made a mistake?
如果是错误，为什么创世纪用24章整章的圣经来记载他的经过呢？
If it was a mistake, how come the Genesis used 24 chapters to record their whole process?
你看这个。创世纪二十四章不是一个短的一章啊，很长的一章圣经啊。
Genesis chapter 24 is a long chapter.
那么你看记载这个刚出结婚的时候，这个利伯家那种心情啊，多么的兴奋。
Before when they were about to get married, Rebecca was very overjoyed.
她一说今天知道她的对象是谁，第二天爬起来就跑。
First day, when she found out who her mate was supposed to be, she took off.
那么她的爸爸还以为至少可以住十天，她不马上走。
Her father thought at least she could stay for 10 days, but she left immediately.
她一看见了，听说她的良人就在那前面，她马上从骆驼上面下来。
And when she heard that the two persons were in front, then she immediately jumped down from a camel.
以至于她就拿一个帕子把脸蒙上来。
She had to take a handkerchief and cover up her face.
你知道这是什么意思？就是说她尊敬以撒。
What does that mean? It meant that she respected Isaac.
那么以撒得着利伯家以后怎么样呢？
And what did Isaac do after he got Rebecca?
圣经说他得着了从来没有的安慰。
And he got some comfort that he never did have.
原来这个以撒这个人很内向。
Actually, Isaac was an introvert.
自从他妈妈死了以后，他没有一天心里快乐。
Since his mother died, he had not had a happy day.
他心里面忧伤啊，不跟人讲。
He was very unhappy inside, but he didn't tell anybody.
可是一得着利伯家，他的忧伤告一个段落。
But once he received Rebecca, it put an end to his sorrows.
你说哪有这么好的婚姻是吧？
Isn't there any? There's no better marriage, is there?
真神配合的，合得美好。
So God put together such a beautiful pair.
没有想到后来，以撒180几岁的时候眼睛瞎了，太太会欺负他。
He didn't know that when he reached 182 years old, when he's blind, his wife would take advantage of him.
还连着儿子一起来欺负他。
She did it together with her son.
你说这个利伯家这个心怎么这么坏？
You say how come Rebecca is such evil?
为什么呢？
Why?
因为利伯家看这个以撒不像个样子。
Because Rebecca looks at Isaac and says, "This doesn't look like a husband."
什么事情都是软绵绵的，软飘飘的。
Yes, in everything, he is so soft-hearted and dealing.
哇，对，这别的东西都不行，吃东西最行。
He can't do anything else except eat.
啊，到了年老了，眼睛瞎了，胃还特别强。
When he's reached an old age, he's even blind, yet his stomach is still strong.
这个利伯家就早知道这个西姆克不好，就偏不给你给吃。
Rebecca knew that he wanted to eat, and she didn't give him anything.
饿得他肚子要死，所以找这个大儿子给他吃。
So he was so hungry, he found the eldest son, asked him to get something.
你说这么一个丈夫，你嫁给他，你有什么乐趣吧？
What fun would you have if you married such a husband?
难怪的这个妻子不尊敬他。
No wonder that this wife did not respect him.
今天我们好多弟兄也是这样，吃饱了睡，睡饱了吃啊。
Today, too many brothers are the same way.
这样子不会有一个好的家庭。This
kind of attitude will not
have a good family. 千万不能说我是头，怎么不听我呢？
Don't say that. Since I'm the head, how come you don't listen to me?
你根本不像个头样子。
You don't act like you're a head.
那么除了这个带头之外，这里说还要做爱人。
Apart from being the head, you must also be a lover.
那如果一个人有头的本领而没有爱，
if a person has the ability to lead and yet lack love,
我们说他是个暴君。
You see, say he's a tyrant.
人怕他，人不会爱他。
People are scared of him, nobody will love him.
这样子的家庭是没有温暖。
This kind of family will have no warmth.
但是如果一个人是爱人而不是一个头呢？
And if that person is a lover and not just a head,
是个烂好人，人也不会听他。
Oh, if he's only a lover and not a head, then regardless how good he is, nobody will listen to him.
这样的人也不能成就什么大事。
This kind of people cannot do anything big either.
那我们爱， 我们做头要像基督一样。
So if we're to be a head, we must be like Christ.
所以应该是以基督 作为我们的榜样。
So we must have Christ as our example.
那么我们做爱妻子的人呢， 也是以做, 基督作为我们的榜样。
And those of us who are the wives, we should also use Christ as our example.
一个丈夫怎么样来爱妻子？
How should a husband love the wife?
这里你看见， 基督怎么样爱教会，这就是我们该学习的。
If we can see how Christ loved the church, that is what we should learn.
我们再读一下25节。
Let's read verse 25.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。所以这是一个舍己的爱。
So this is a love that gives up himself.
那么第28节。
Verse 28.
丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子。Even
so, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies.
那再看这个第33节。Verse
33.
然而你们个人都当爱妻子，如同爱自己一样。So
you should all love his wife as himself.
那么所谓 爱妻子要舍己，是像基督。
To love the wife and to give up oneself is like Christ.
那么爱妻子如同爱自己的身体是怎样的爱呢？
What kind of love is it if a person loves his wife as his own body?
29节那里说，总要保养顾惜。
Verse 29, it says to nourish and cherish it.
正像基督带教会一样。
As Christ does the church.
这种爱，你晓得，不是一种
This kind of love does not come naturally to us.
那个男子的爱，多少时候都是一种肉体的爱。
A man's love is more or less physical.
满足他自己那个情欲的需要。
To satisfy his own passionate needs.
那这个我们不能说没有爱。
We can't say that there's lack of love in there.
但是那个是最基本的，那是差不多不需要追求就有的。
But this is most basic. You don't even have to seek after it.
我们可以说，甚至于这种爱不一定要一个所爱的人，我们才能得做的。
We can say this kind of love can be satisfied. You don't even have to be. Doesn't have to be on the one you really love.
所以你看见好多人刚要结婚说爱你呀，爱你呀。
So you hear a lot of people before they married they say I love you.
实际上就意思说我要占有你，我要占有你。
What they really mean is I want to get you.
那实际上是要满足自己，并不是爱对方。
Actually, it's to satisfy himself, not to love the
other. 所以有一天我们又得出了目的，我们什么都不管了。
So one day when we get it, we don't even care.
这极其自私的。
And that is very selfish.
那有人说男人呢是一个最坏的最差劲的爱人。
Some people say the male is the worst kind of lover.
那这个也有他的道理。
There's some truth in there.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为男人呢是头啊。
Because the male is the head.
常常个脑筋啊太复杂了。
Sometimes the brain is too complicated.
常常是顾自己。
Sometimes just think about themselves.
那么所以神在这里说你要舍己。
So the Lord here says you must give yourself up.
要舍己的话只有基督能够给你这样的一种生命。
And only Christ can give you that kind of life.
那只有这样的爱呢能够持久不变。
Only that kind of love can be unchanged.
并且是越久越深。
It will be deeper as the time goes.
你晓得这样子的爱呢才能够会有心去追求保养顾惜。
Only this kind of love will give you the incentive to nourish and to cherish.
这个保养顾惜的意思。
What is the meaning of nourishing and cherishing?
那是要花很多的时间，很多的精力。
It takes a lot of time, it takes a lot of effort.
要去了解。
To understand.
要很仔细的，很细腻的把它一点一点的实现出来。
To let it be revealed, detailed.
是不是我们保养顾惜的身体都是如此啊？
Shouldn't that be the same way we preserve our own body?
譬如说这一天我觉得我这个上面长了一个小瘤啊，我马上就知道了。
For instance, I had some kind of tumor?
Tumor? 很大。
Some kind of mold in my teeth. I noticed it immediately.
很小一点东西我都知道了。
It's such a little thing, yet I could sense it.
你这两天起来头昏，哎呀，我有点发烧吧，赶快去量去了。
Sometimes you wake up and say, maybe I have a fever, and you go take.
你对于自己的身体啊，你真是很小心的。
And you're very careful in preserving your body.
那神就要一个弟兄啊，是这么小心对待你的太太。
God wants the brother to treat your wife the same way.
换句话讲，就是你刚谈恋爱时那么小心啊，你还比那还要小心。
In other words, when you are still dating, you have to be even more careful and caring.
为什么那个谈恋爱时那么小心呢？
Why are you so caring when you're just dating?
因为这个如花似玉啊，很爱惜啊。
Because you treat that thing as a very precious object.
到了慢慢老了，这个人老珠黄了，就不爱惜了。
Gradually, when a person gets old, you just don't take care of it anymore.
所以那个时候粗心大意了。
Then you just handle it without any care.
这个那就是人的本相。
That is the natural man.
所以必须要在主的面前去追求了解，追求更多的体贴。
That's why you must come before the Lord to ask for some more caring.
是一点相当重要的功课。
This is a very important lesson.
有人说，这个男人呢，跟女人碰在一起啊，有的时候如果不学习啊，会论到。糊里糊涂的。
When male and female get together, they don't learn, then they can mess themselves up.
因为这个构造就是不同的。
Because the structure is different.
男人是头。
The male is the head.
所以很注重这个 logic.
So
这个逻辑。
They emphasize logic.
这个女人是肋旁造出来的。
The female was made out of a rib.
所以她很注重这个情感。
So they emphasize feelings.
很多男人一碰到事的都是在那里分析合理不合理。
A lot of men, when they encounter certain things, they'll try to analyze it.
那女孩子就觉得舒服不舒服。
And girls will tend to see if it's comfortable or not.
有的时候你很难说合理不合理来解释这个问题的。
A lot of times you can't just describe a thing by its logic.
那听说有一个女孩子不要跟别人邻居发生这个误会人家把她骂了一顿。
One time there was a girl who had a misunderstanding with neighbors and was scolded.
哎呀，心里气得要命，很委屈啊。
She was very angry.
这等她的丈夫回来可以诉诉苦啊。
To wait for her husband to come back so she could let it out.
等到晚上丈夫回来了。
And at night the husband returned.
她也看见丈夫回来了，好像小孩见到妈一样，眼泪都哭起来了。
Once he saw her husband, she started crying.
她丈夫一回来，怎么哭起来了？
Her husband said, "How come you're crying?"
我是不是今天做什么错事了？
Did I make a mistake today?
所以他很紧张了。
So he was very nervous.
到底什么事情啊？
What had actually happened?
你不要难过。
Don't feel bad.
不要管我。
She said, ignore me.
这是这个你到底有什么事呢？
And what actually happened?
哎呀，算了算了，哎呀，原谅原谅吧。
She said, forget it, forget it.
你闭嘴。
She said, shut up.
这个男孩子啊，今天回来真是倒霉了。
And the man said, just a bad luck today.
不晓得他是想起我从前什么地方对他不住了。
Maybe she remembered some bad things that I did to her.
所以那天晚上他这吃饭他就吃的没有味道。
So at night, he couldn't even taste the food.
他真的闭嘴了。
He really shut up.
以后那天晚上丈夫也不快乐，太太说，你看他不通人性的。
And then that night the husband wasn't too happy and the wife said, well, he really doesn't understand.
那如果能够稍加研究，也许这种困难会减少一点。
If they could analyze a little bit more, maybe could have decreased some of the difficulties.
是他哭是因为他喜欢哭。
She cried because she liked to cry.
她骂了几句，因为她因为骂不到别人嘛，找这个爱的人来骂两句。
She yelled at him because she couldn't yell at anybody else.
那这样子你了解，你就不会那么紧张了。
So, but if you can understand a little bit more, you won't be so nervous.
所以这在家庭里面有很多的功课需要学习的。
So in the family, there's a lot of lessons to be learned.
那在这些事情上面，我们能够忍耐，你看是不是？在爱上就有了进步。
If we can be patient in these things, we would then make progress in our love.
那么关于这个妻子的角色呢？
And what is the role of the wife?
我们在这里看见要顺服自己的丈夫。
Here it says must submit herself to the wife, to the husband.
我们应该说怎么样子才能顺服呢？
Now, how can you submit?
那第33节那里说
，Verse 33，
也当敬重。她的丈夫
that she respects her husband.
就是说在一个家庭里面要敬重神给她的位分
that in a family she must respect the position that she's been given.
那这一点实在是要加以很久的学习
this needs a lot of time to learn.
我们刚开始认识的时候容易敬重一个人
when we first start knowing each other it's easier to respect that person.
处久了以后就不大容易敬重。
After a little bit longer time, you don't. It's harder to respect.
对，最初的时候看了样样都好。
Because at first you look at the person, everything is good.
但是人只能用望远镜看，不用显微镜看。
But you can only use binoculars. You can't use a microscope.
哇，那越近了以后，越看那个缺点越多了。
And the closer you get, you see more weak points.
你看见。反而别的男人比你的丈夫男人好处比较多多少。
And when you look at the other husbands, they seem to be a lot better than your husband.
你常常发现为什么别人能他不能
？You find out how come the other husbands can do it and he can't.
为什么别人对太太那么好，他对我这么坏
？How come others treat their wife so well and he doesn't?
那你再提醒他呢
？And you remind him.
老刘脾气永远不改。
He starts throwing a fit.
哇，他气得要死。
He becomes very angry.
你慢慢会说，改个牛都改过来，你咋改不过来
？And you say it's easier to teach a cow.
因此慢慢对于他的敬重就减少。
And gradually you decrease your respect.
我们这样子要求实在是不公平的。
It is unfair to demand that thing.
我们自己改了多少
？How much have we changed?
如果我们连自己晓得我们的错，我们都改不了。我们能够用三言两语把一个天生这样的人把他改变过来吗
？If we can't even change ourselves that we know, how can we expect to change another person by just a few sentences?
这个属灵的事常是这样。
Same thing with spiritual matters.
常常有你接近的人的一个缺点，首先是要造就我们自己。
First of all, the shortcomings of a close person is for our own good.
当我们的功课学好了，神有的时候会给我们智慧，甚至他自己把对方的缺点把它改变过来。
If we can learn our lesson, then God can, with His method, change that other person.
我听说有一个姊妹啊，她有一天气冲冲的跑到这个牧师的办公室去了。
There was a sister who angrily got into the pastor's office.
气得个要命。
She was very angry.
她说受不了了，受不了了。
She said, "I can't take it anymore."
我今天一定要跟他离婚了。
I must get a divorce.
说牧师啊，我要请你跟他讲，我要受不了他。
I said, "Pastor, please tell him I can't stand him anymore."
哎呦，凶得要命，气得要命。
Very angry and frustrated.
牧师说你静下来，静下来。
And pastor said, "Quiet down."
丈夫到底有什么毛病啊
？What's wrong with your husband?
毛病多得要命。
Lot of problems.
哇，真是这么久已经。忍受够了
and I've taken enough
那好那你坐下来告诉我他有什么毛病
so, okay then sit down and tell me what the problem is
你讲来
and say it
他在想了
and she started thinking
我现在很气想不出来
I'm very angry I couldn't think
啊，那你想不出来，我给你张纸。
So, okay, if you can't think, let me give you a piece of paper.
回家去写去。
And write it down when you go
home. 想好意见写一样。
After you've come up with something, write it down.
明天来。
And then come back again tomorrow.
等他了。
Oh, he waited for her.
第二天来了。
Second day she came.
没有那么气。
Not that angry anymore.
还不要离婚呢？
Still want a divorce?
Yeah.
Yes.
有没有想到缺点了？
Thought of any weak points?
啊，想了。
Yes.
纸拿出来。
Then give me the paper.
我没有写。
I didn't write down.
万一想出来，到底有没有了？
But did you ever really think of?
当然有了。
Of course.
那么你举个例子来。
Then give me an example.
有。
Yes, there is.
他这个人啊，每一次回来啊，就把那袜子乱丢。
every night, he comes back, just throws away his socks.
我不敢跟他讲多少遍，总是不改。
I've told him a lot of times, he never changed.
在牧师就问他了。
Then the pastor asked her.
他结婚的时候是不是这样？
Was he like that when he got married?
结婚就是这样。
Exactly the same way.
那个时候你怎么不觉得困难呢？
How come at that time you didn't feel the difficulty?
我没有觉得。
Yeah, I didn't feel it.
那表明啊，你现在不像从前那么爱他了。
Therefore, that shows that you don't love him as much.
不是他改变了，是你改变了。
It says, he didn't change, but you did.
所以他还是一样爱你啊，你也不像从前那么爱他了。
He still loves you, but you just don't love him anymore.
这一讲，这个姊妹发现毛病在他。
Then after thinking, the sister found out the problem was with her.
牧师劝她回去好好祷告。
So the pastor asked her to go back and pray a little bit more.
不要忘记，爱是恒久忍耐。
Don't forget that love is patient and kind.
所以你必须要忍耐到底啊。
You must be patient to the end.
你忍耐到底，你才能帮助他。
When you can be patient to the end, then you can help him.
所以你看这个讲到这个顺服的榜样。
So here it talks about the model of being submissive.
在彼得前书第二章那里说。
First Peter chapter 2.
那里是指着以基督做我们顺服的榜样。
That is to have Christ as our model of submission.
他被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话。
He was scolded, but he didn't say anything back. He was rejected, but he didn't say anything else.
那只把自己交给公义审判的主。
But he gave himself up to the merciful and judge God.
因着基督的顺服，
because of Christ's submission,
就遮盖了许多的罪，
it covered a lot of sins,
成为许多人得救的根源。
It became the roots of salvation.
所以神要求一个姊妹，
so if the Lord asks a sister,
是要求她在家里面学习顺服的功课。
That is to ask her to learn the lesson of submission.
啊，你说我顺服，他一直带的不好，我还顺服啊？
You say, well, should I submit even though he treats me bad?
我已经吃了好多次亏了，都是他带头，总带错的。
I've been shortchanged a lot of times because he led the wrong way.
那你怎么能够盼望他每次都带的对呢？
How can you expect him to be leading in the right direction all the time?
他不是个圣人。
He's not a saint.
他需要从错误里面学到成功的秘诀。
He must learn the secret of success from his failures.
如果一个打仗的将军从来不打败仗，我不认为自己有这样的将军。
There is no such general who never loses a battle.
那如果一个将军打错一次仗，你就把他降职成小兵，这是不公平的。
If a general loses one battle and you demote him to a first-class soldier, it's not fair.
这个将军他只要一直肯打，一直肯打，这是好将军。
If this general is willing to lead and fight all the time, that's a good general.
那么对于这个政府来说呢？
And to the government?
神对于这个将军的要求，对于一个兵的要求啊，是不一样的。
The requirement to a soldier is different from that of a general.
对于将军的要求是看他指挥的对不对。
General is judged by whether he gives good directions.
对于一个军事的要求，他顺服的对不对。
To a soldier is whether he obeyed the right orders.
所以神将来跟弟兄算账，是你带的好不好。
So when God keeps count with a brother, he'll say, "Did you lead well?"
你是不是？做好你那一份。
Did you do your job well?
但神对于姊妹的要求呢，就是你的态度到底是不是对。
But then God will ask the sister the other question, was your attitude right?
所以你看旧约里头有一个女子，神把她名字特别记载下来，就是谁啊？不是路德，亚伯拉罕的太太，撒拉。
Because Sarah was a name specially recorded in the Old Testament.
说她是一个信心的女子，把她放在。这一个希伯来书第十一章里头。
Because she was a lady of faith, and it was recorded in Hebrews chapter 11.
这一个姊妹，她的长处在哪里呢？
What was her good points.
就是她站住，神要她站住哪一份。
Because she stood by what God wanted her to stand by.
实际上，我们晓得亚伯拉罕有他很多的缺点。
Actually, we know that Abraham had a lot of shortcomings.
但是他这样的爱心的扶持、顺从，那对于他实在是个很好的训练。
But she submitted herself and supported herself in love.
那我也看见有一些姊妹真的。伏在神的手中。
I have seen a lot of sisters really lay before the Lord.
神在他的家里为他做了很多奇妙的大事。
God has done a lot of great things in their family.
那么一个姊妹除了顺服之外，
and apart from being submissive,
在彼得前书第三章那里也告诉他有一个需要学习的。
First Peter chapter 3, there's something else that they must learn.
我们来看一看。
Let's read it.
彼得前书第三章第一节。到第六节。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 1 to 6.
我们一起来念。
Let's read it together.
你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样若有不顺从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听道，也可以因妻子的品行被感化过来。这正因此看见你们有贞洁的品行和敬虔的心。你们不要以外面的编头发、戴金石、穿美衣为装饰，只要以里面存着长久温柔的心为装饰，这在神面前是极宝贵的。因为古时仰赖神的圣洁妇女，正是以此为装饰，顺从自己的丈夫，就如撒拉听从亚伯拉罕，称他为主。你们若行善，不因恐吓而害怕，便是撒拉的女儿了。那这里讲到顺服之外，还要注意怎么会打扮自己。
So apart from being submissive, you must learn how to make yourself pretty.
千万不要误会说姊妹不要打扮。
Don't misunderstand that the sisters should not make up.
我们知道蓬头散发不但是女人不应该，男人也不应该。
We know that to have messy hair is bad for both sexes.
这里只说这个装饰这个字啊，是含有天地这个字的意思在其中。
Here the word decoration includes the heaven and the earth.
就是指这个世界这个字是一个字。
It means the word the world.
不要爱世界，那个世界这个字跟这个装饰是一个字。
The word the world is the same as the word decoration.
那意思是说，不要把你一天的思想就想到怎么打扮自己。
Therefore, don't let your whole day's thoughts be on how to make yourself.
你看，今天一般的女人呢，很多都是活在这样的天地里。
See, today a lot of women are in this kind of world.
你看看。这个电视广告给男人化妆品宣传的多呢，还是女人多？
You look at the TV commercials. Are there more commercials for women makeup than men?
你看那个药店里头有多少是化妆品？
If you look at the drugstore, a lot of them are just cosmetics.
奇怪的，把这化妆品当药来卖。
It's funny because they sell cosmetics in a drugstore.
那你看这个化妆品啊，这个女人从头到脚哪一样没有在里头？
If you look at the cosmetics.From the top to the bottom, everything is provided.
哇，连这个眉毛、这个睫毛，哎呀，真是多得不得了。
对 ，eyebrows and different parts is all inclusive.
啊，你想把这些东西都买得来了，一个女人还有多少时间做别的事
？If you buy all these cosmetics, how much time do you have left to do other things?
是，从头到脚中化妆啊，你要化妆多少时间
？If you have to make up from head to toes, then how much time would that take?
难怪的，很多男孩子气死了，等半天不出来。
No wonder some guys are angry because you wait for a whole day, half a day.
刚开始还能忍耐，后来就不行忍耐了。
First they may take it in, but later on they won't be able to do it.
那同时这样的打扮真是也不是真正的美丽。
This kind of makeup is not true beauty.
一时候能吸引，住在一起久了就毫无感力了。
It can attract you for a little while. After you've lived together for a long time, loses its power.
我们来看箴言书第十一章二十二节。
Let's read Proverbs chapter 11, verse 22.
我们一起来念。
Let's read it together.
箴言书十一章第二十二节。
Proverbs 11, verse 22.
一起念。
Let's read together.
妇女美貌而无见识，如同金环戴在猪鼻上。哎，这是圣经上讲的话。
This is in the Bible.
你看，这是多么尴尬的图画。
This is This is a very embarrassing picture.
那这种是不是啊、不是很相称。
This doesn't go together.
所以在、作为一个基督徒，他应该更注意什么地方打扮呢
？So a Christian, what should they emphasize in their makeup?
啊，除掉这外面适当的打扮之外，更要注意的就是里面的打扮。
More important than your outward makeup is the inward makeup.
真是很可惜 ，TV 上没有这方面的广告。
It's a pity that the TV does not have this kind of commercial.
我们只有从圣经里去寻找。
We can only find it in the Bible.
啊，这在基督里追求生命的长进。
This is to pursue the growth in your life in Christ.
这是人见人爱。
So that everybody can like you.
这是长久欣赏、享用不尽的。
Appreciated forever and used forever.
虽然姊妹不是头。
Even though the sister is not the head,
如果我们读真言书，你就可以发现
，If you read Proverbs, you find out
这个姊妹是家庭的建立者
，The sister is the builder in the home.
啊，她对于家庭的影响力胜过她的丈夫。
Her influence in the home is more than
才德的妇女建立家庭。
So a good woman builds up the home.
一个愚羞的妇女亲手摧毁。
And if a bad woman breaks the whole family down.
所以这姊妹在家庭之中所扮演的角色是非常重要，一点不在丈夫之下。
So sister has a very important role in the home.
我们求主让这些圣经上的话能够教导我们怎么样来学习我们家庭生活。
May Lord let us learn how to live in our home through these words.
我们今天讲到这里。
We'll stop at this point.
低头祷告。
Let's pray. 主啊，感谢你，因为今天你在用真理对我们说话。主啊，我们为了